Actual Test 4. Part 1. Item numbers 1 through 15. You will now hear 15 items, each made up of a single spoken statement followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to the statement. Now, let's begin part 1. Number 1. What do you think about the painting hanging over my sofa?
A. I'm not good at drawing. B. Did you buy it at a gallery? C. I really like the colors used in it. D. Your sofa looks cozy.
Number 2.
Have you ever been to this museum before?
A. I often go to the gallery to view paintings. B. No, I didn't have a chance to check it out. C. When can we meet to go to the museum? D. I knew that you would like to visit the museum. Number 3. My car is making funny noises.
A. Your car is brand new. B. You should have it checked. C. Don't make loud noises here. D. I thought you were a good mechanic.
Number 4.
Doesn't this bus stop at Stanford Avenue?
A. Yeah, I think so. B. The bus stopped running. C. I'd rather take a cab. D. How much is bus fare? Number 5. We'll have to wait forever for this movie.
A. But it'll be worth it. B. I'm sorry to keep you waiting. C. What took you so long? D. What is the title of the movie?
Number 6.
I ordered my eggs scrambled, not fried.
A. How do you like your eggs? B. But fried food is so tasty. C. Sorry, I got your order wrong. D. I'd like to confirm your order. Number 7. I finally finished registering for my classes.
A. I'm planning to take an ecology class. B. Good. How many courses did you sign up for? C. Congratulations on your graduation. D. Fall semester will start next week.
Number 8.
So, who do you think will win the tennis match today?
A. I have no idea. B. How about you? C. Are you participating in the match? D. I don't like playing tennis. Number 9. When do you think Professor Park will return our essays?
A. We will get them back next week. B. It should be turned in by today. C. You should send me your paper by tomorrow. D. It took one whole week for me.
Number 10.
How much more does it cost to get a large coffee?
A. It's so expensive I can't afford it. B. I guess it's around 70 cents. C. Do you think you can finish the large one? D. I would like to have a large coffee too. Number 11. I really need something for my stomach ache.
A. I'll go to the doctor's office this afternoon. B. Let me get you a pill to relieve your pain. C. I hope it works out well. D. I didn't go to the pharmacy.
Number 12.
Can I open a student checking account?
A. We have savings accounts and checking accounts. B. What can I do for you? C. Sure, as long as you're a student. D. Can you write me a check? Number 13. Did you already buy our train tickets?
A. It is very cheap. B. I'm not sure. C. Yeah, it's all set. D. At the ticket booth.
Number 14.
Do you want to come with me to grab a quick bite?
A. Fast food is not good for your health. B. Sure, why not? C. Where are you going now? D. Sure, you can go out now. Number 15.
I'm so in love. My boyfriend is the best of all.
A. Don't keep asking him out. B. Tell me what your boyfriend is like. C. I finally have met Ms. Wright. D. I had a blind date, too. Part 2. Item numbers 16 through 30. You will now hear 15 conversation fragments, each made up of 3 spoken statements, followed by 4 spoken responses. Choose the most appropriate response to complete the conversation. Now, let's begin part 2. Number 16.
I think my television is broken.
Why don't you just call Mr. Robinson to fix it?
I don't think he is home today.
A. He goes out every Sunday. B. Just give him a ring to make sure. C. Mr. Robinson is a good repairman. D. He won't charge you much. Number 17. That was the hardest test of my life.
You can say that again. I'm totally exhausted.
I studied all night, but I didn't do that well.
A. You let me down. B. Don't be discouraged. C. I'm extremely tired. D. Give it a try.
Number 18.
So, how's your first semester as a medical student?
It's so much harder than I thought it would be.
Don't give up hope just yet.
A. It's not that hard. B. My dreams will come true. C. Don't worry, I'll stick with it. D. This is just my first semester. Number 19. Hey, Jill, are you at home?
Yeah, what's up?
I'm passing through and wanted to know if I could stop by.
A. Feel free to call me. B. What is your final destination? C. I'm free now. You can drop by. D. Sorry, I can't visit you now.
Number 20.
Hey, Alan. Got any plans for summer vacation?
I'll probably get a part-time job. What about you?
I'm not sure yet. I'd like to go on a short trip.
A. My vacation will start next week. B. I just got back from a short trip. C. Do you have any specific place in mind? D. Let's go to the travel agency. Number 21. Did you hear the news?
No, what happened?
Someone crashed their car into City Hall.
A. That's good news to me. B. Anybody get injured? C. I've been to City Hall. D. City Hall has just been renovated.
Number 22.
Let's go shopping this weekend.
I thought we were going to the beach.
I heard on the news it's supposed to pour all weekend.
A. Then an indoor activity is better. B. I don't like that shopping mall. C. When will I see you? D. I was waiting for rain. Number 23. Can I help you with anything else today?
I also need some stamps, please.
For regular mail or postcards?
A. It comes to $2.50. B. Both of them. C. I'd like to send it by airmail. D. It was registered mail.
Number 24.
Did you find your dog yet?
No, and I put up signs all over town.
Do you think it can find its way home?
A. Are you on the way home? B. No idea, but it has an ID tag. C. We've been together for some time. D. It is a black dog with curly hair. Number 25. I feel like ordering pizza tonight.
But greasy food like that is bad for you.
I know, but it is so delicious.
A. Let me make a pizza for you. B. But you should be careful with your food. C. When will you come over then? D. You seem to have lost a few pounds.
Number 26.
I totally forgot it's my mom's birthday today.
What are you going to do?
I should at least call her. I think I'll send flowers, too.
A. I can't afford to buy them all. B. That sounds like a great idea. C. She will like your birthday card. D. When is her birthday? Number 27. Where are you going for your yearly vacation?
I'm not sure yet. Got any suggestions?
Go somewhere exotic, like Bali. I heard it's beautiful there.
A. But my vacation is at the end of this month. B. That's a place I'd be interested in. C. I've never been to Bali. D. Why don't you book a flight first?
Number 28.
Did you see those new apartments downtown?
Yeah, they look really nice. I wonder when they'll open.
I don't know, but I definitely want to find out more.
A. I am moving in this week. B. Is there anything else you need for tonight? C. The apartment is easy to find. D. Why don't we ask the apartment manager? Number 29. When are you holding the fundraiser?
It's going on next Monday.
And what charity is it for?
A. To help poor children. B. We'll give a concert. C. You would enjoy it. D. It'll end this Sunday.
Number 30.
That was the best meal I've had in a long time.
Thanks. Would you like some coffee or tea?
No, thanks. I'm trying not to have too much caffeine.
A. I like my coffee with sugar and cream. B. Then how about some fresh juice? C. Let me take another coffee. D. I really enjoyed the meal, too. Part 3. Item numbers 31 through 45. You will now hear 15 complete conversations. For each item, you will hear a conversation and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin Part 3. Number 31. Hi, Lisa. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out. What's up?
I was just wondering if you want to go shopping.
Sounds great. When are you heading out?
I was thinking around 3 p.m. How does that sound?
Perfect. I'll see you then.
Question. What is the man mainly doing in the conversation? Hi, Lisa. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just hanging out. What's up?
I was just wondering if you want to go shopping.
Sounds great. When are you heading out?
I was thinking around 3 p.m. How does that sound?
Perfect. I'll see you then.
Question. What is the man mainly doing in the conversation? A. Asking the woman where to go. B. Inviting the woman to go shopping. C. Making an appointment for dinner. D. Giving his opinion to the woman. Number 32.
Did you hear about Jack and Jill?
No. Did something happen?
Nothing bad. They're going to tie the knot.
Wow. When's the happy day?
Not for another year, but they seem really happy.
I'm glad for them, too. Question. Which is correct about Jack and Jill? A. They will get married. B. They announce the wedding day. C. They will go on a trip. D. They will become parents. Number 33. I have so much anxiety lately.
What's the matter?
I think I'm just too stressed out about work.
You should take a kickboxing class. It helped me.
Really? Maybe I should try it.
It really helps to get your mind off things.
Question. Why does the woman suggest kickboxing to the man? I have so much anxiety lately.
What's the matter?
I think I'm just too stressed out about work.
You should take a kickboxing class. It helped me.
Really? Maybe I should try it.
It really helps to get your mind off things.
Question. Why does the woman suggest kickboxing to the man? A. Because he has been under pressure. B. Because he has many things to do. C. Because it is required for his job. D. Because he wanted to try it. Number 34.
I'm sorry, but don't I know you?
Yes, I'm Simon. We met at the company's orientation last year.
Oh, that's right. You work in sales, right?
That's me. Do you eat here often?
Every day. What about you?
This is my first time. Maybe we can meet up sometime. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation?
I'm sorry, but don't I know you?
Yes, I'm Simon. We met at the company's orientation last year.
Oh, that's right. You work in sales, right?
That's me. Do you eat here often?
Every day. What about you?
This is my first time. Maybe we can meet up sometime. Question. What can be inferred from this conversation? A. The man and woman will attend an orientation. B. The man and woman work for the same company. C. The man has his meals at the same restaurant every day. D. The man and woman don't know each other at all. Number 35. You speak German so well.
Thanks. I've been studying for a few years.
Do you speak any other languages?
I just started learning Japanese, but I'm not so good.
Did you teach yourself?
No, I take classes at my university.
Question. What is the conversation mainly about? You speak German so well.
Thanks. I've been studying for a few years.
Do you speak any other languages?
I just started learning Japanese, but I'm not so good.
Did you teach yourself?
No, I take classes at my university.
Question. What is the conversation mainly about? A. The woman's great ability in foreign languages. B. How German and Japanese are different. C. How long the woman studied foreign languages. D. The woman's position to teach Japanese. Number 36. Can I do something for you?
I'm looking for some fabric to make a dress.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Something fancy that feels soft, too.
What about this chiffon? It's very lightweight.
I'm looking for something a bit thicker.
Question. What does the woman want to do? Can I do something for you?
I'm looking for some fabric to make a dress.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Something fancy that feels soft, too.
What about this chiffon? It's very lightweight.
I'm looking for something a bit thicker.
Question. What does the woman want to do? A. Buy some nice dresses. B. Buy warm clothes. C. Buy material to make a dress. D. Buy fabric to make curtains. Number 37.
I got the promotion at work.
That's great. You've been so worried about it.
I know. I beat out two other people for it, too.
Congratulations. Now you can relax a little.
Actually, I want to start on a new project right away.
You are such a workaholic. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
I got the promotion at work.
That's great. You've been so worried about it.
I know. I beat out two other people for it, too.
Congratulations. Now you can relax a little.
Actually, I want to start on a new project right away.
You are such a workaholic. Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The woman gave a presentation successfully. B. The woman had no chance to get a promotion. C. The woman completed a hard project. D. The woman got a promotion. Number 38. Why are you still working on the project?
I just wanted to put some more details into it.
I thought everything looked okay when we finished yesterday.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make it more detailed.
Anything I can do to help?
Nope, I'm just about done.
Question. What is the woman trying to do? Why are you still working on the project?
I just wanted to put some more details into it.
I thought everything looked okay when we finished yesterday.
Yeah, but I just wanted to make it more detailed.
Anything I can do to help?
Nope, I'm just about done.
Question. What is the woman trying to do? A. Look over the proposal. B. Ask the man to help her. C. Make her work more perfect. D. Provide an analysis to the man. Number 39.
This suit really looks good on you.
Thanks. I had it tailor-made.
But isn't that really expensive?
A little, but I saved up and it was worth every penny.
Well, at least it will last you a long time.
That's true. I've already had this suit for 7 years. Question. What is the advantage of a tailor-made suit?
This suit really looks good on you.
Thanks. I had it tailor-made.
But isn't that really expensive?
A little, but I saved up and it was worth every penny.
Well, at least it will last you a long time.
That's true. I've already had this suit for 7 years. Question. What is the advantage of a tailor-made suit? A. It is expensive. B. It has a good design. C. It is durable. D. It is fancy. Number 40. Christine, do you want to go camping with us this weekend?
I'm not much of an outdoors person.
Oh, come on. It'll be lots of fun.
Will there be wild animals?
Maybe some deer or small snakes.
No, thanks. I think I'll just stay at home.
Question. What is the main subject of the conversation? Christine, do you want to go camping with us this weekend?
I'm not much of an outdoors person.
Oh, come on. It'll be lots of fun.
Will there be wild animals?
Maybe some deer or small snakes.
No, thanks. I think I'll just stay at home.
Question. What is the main subject of the conversation? A. Visiting a zoo housing wild animals. B. Participating in an outdoor activity. C. Discussing the woman's personality. D. Taking a break at home. Number 41.
Oh my gosh, are you hurt?
No, just a little embarrassed.
Take my hand. Let me help you.
Thank you. I didn't even see that hole in the ground.
That could have been a horrible accident.
You're right. But really, I'm totally okay. Question. Which is correct about the man?
Oh my gosh, are you hurt?
No, just a little embarrassed.
Take my hand. Let me help you.
Thank you. I didn't even see that hole in the ground.
That could have been a horrible accident.
You're right. But really, I'm totally okay. Question. Which is correct about the man? A. He escaped injury. B. He got hurt badly. C. He had an accident. D. He broke his leg. Number 42. The new photography exhibit at the museum is wonderful.
When did you go? I've been meaning to see it.
I just went there yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have gone with you.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Really? Okay, then let's do it.
Question. According to the conversation, what will the man probably do next? The new photography exhibit at the museum is wonderful.
When did you go? I've been meaning to see it.
I just went there yesterday.
Why didn't you tell me? I would have gone with you.
I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
Really? Okay, then let's do it.
Question. According to the conversation, what will the man probably do next? A. The man will buy her a ticket to the exhibit. B. The man will invite the woman to see another exhibit. C. The man will join the woman to attend the exhibit. D. The man will pick up the woman to get to the exhibit. Number 43.
Can you give me your recipe for that curry dish?
Sure. Are you trying to learn more recipes?
Yeah, I want to try more new foods.
My curry recipe will amaze you. Listen carefully. If you need, take notes too.
Okay. I really can't wait to try it out tonight.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation?
Can you give me your recipe for that curry dish?
Sure. Are you trying to learn more recipes?
Yeah, I want to try more new foods.
My curry recipe will amaze you. Listen carefully. If you need, take notes too.
Okay. I really can't wait to try it out tonight.
Question. Which is correct according to the conversation? A. The man and woman will make curry together. B. The woman wants to learn how to make curry. C. The woman is planning to invite guests. D. The man's recipe includes special ingredients. Number 44. Do you think you can help me with my English homework?
Sure. What can I do?
I really need to improve my vocabulary. Any tips?
Have you tried making flashcards?
That's a good idea. Anything else?
Just study as much as you can.
Question. What is taking place in this conversation? Do you think you can help me with my English homework?
Sure. What can I do?
I really need to improve my vocabulary. Any tips?
Have you tried making flashcards?
That's a good idea. Anything else?
Just study as much as you can.
Question. What is taking place in this conversation? A. The woman is giving the man advice. B. The woman is offering the man tutoring. C. The woman is explaining how to make flashcards. D. The woman is testing the man's vocabulary ability. Number 45.
Can you mail that package for me?
Sure, no problem.
Could I ask you one more favor?
What is it?
Can you stop by the store and get some eggs and milk?
It's on the way, so no problem. Question. What is happening in the conversation?
Can you mail that package for me?
Sure, no problem.
Could I ask you one more favor?
What is it?
Can you stop by the store and get some eggs and milk?
It's on the way, so no problem. Question. What is happening in the conversation? A. The woman is going grocery shopping. B. The woman is asking the man for a few favors. C. The woman is asking him out. D. The woman is sending her package. Part 4. Item numbers 46 through 60. You will now hear 15 spoken monologues. For each item, you will hear a monologue and its corresponding question, which will be read twice. Then you will hear 4 options, which will be read only once. Choose the option that best answers the question. Now, let's begin part 4. Number 46. Welcome, everyone, to an overview of Sociology 401, which is an introduction to women's history in America. The objective for this class is to raise your awareness about contemporary women's issues, as well as to provide a strong historical background. The biggest grade is a project that is due at the end of the semester and accounts for 50% of your overall grade. The topic is your choice, but must be related to women's issues in the 20th century. Question. What is the purpose of this talk?
Welcome, everyone, to an overview of Sociology 401, which is an introduction to women's history in America. The objective for this class is to raise your awareness about contemporary women's issues, as well as to provide a strong historical background. The biggest grade is a project that is due at the end of the semester and accounts for 50% of your overall grade. The topic is your choice, but must be related to women's issues in the 20th century.
Question. What is the purpose of this talk? A. To provide historical background. B. To explain the grading policy. C. To outline the course. D. To give the topic of the paper. Number 47.
Thanks for tuning in. On tonight's broadcast of That's Amazing, we will interview people who have successfully dieted in a healthy way and lost more than 100 pounds. Some of our guests were even able to keep eating fast food. We will also have a segment about which fast food choices are the healthiest for people who don't have time to cook for themselves at home. You can eat something healthy without having to sacrifice taste. We'll be back right after this commercial.
Question. What can be inferred about the show? Thanks for tuning in. On tonight's broadcast of That's Amazing, we will interview people who have successfully dieted in a healthy way and lost more than 100 pounds. Some of our guests were even able to keep eating fast food. We will also have a segment about which fast food choices are the healthiest for people who don't have time to cook for themselves at home. You can eat something healthy without having to sacrifice taste. We'll be back right after this commercial. Question. What can be inferred about the show? A. Viewers can meet the guests of the show. B. Viewers can learn how to cook. C. Viewers can get advice on a healthy diet. D. Viewers are watching a commercial-free show. Number 48. Nicholas Copernicus is a Polish astronomer who is well known for developing the Copernican system, which is also known as the heliocentric system. In the Copernican system, the Sun is the center of the solar system and all the other planets, including Earth, revolve around it. Copernicus's book, On the Revolutions of the Celestial Spheres, is often pinpointed as the beginning of modern astronomy, and his ideas are seen as great turning points in the history of science. Question. How can Nicholas Copernicus be described?
Nicholas Copernicus is a Polish astronomer who is well known for developing the Copernican system, which is also known as the heliocentric system. In the Copernican system, the Sun is the center of the solar system, and all the other planets, including Earth, revolve around it. Copernicus's book, On the Revolutions of the Celestial Spheres, is often pinpointed as the beginning of modern astronomy, and his ideas are seen as great turning points in the history of science.
Question: How can Nicholas Copernicus be described? A. He is the most famous scientist in Poland. B. He is a pioneer of modern astronomy. C. He is a writer who produced many books. D. He is a genius in many different fields. Number 49. Claire, this is Russell. I just wanted to call and let you know that the opening of the outdoor sculpture exhibit at the Modern Art Museum has been pushed back a week because of the weather, so I won't see you tomorrow afternoon. Sorry this is at the last minute, but I just found out only a few minutes ago. Please give me a call as soon as you get this message. My number is 555-9407. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Question: What is the purpose of this message? Claire, this is Russell. I just wanted to call and let you know that the opening of the outdoor sculpture exhibit at the Modern Art Museum has been pushed back a week because of the weather, so I won't see you tomorrow afternoon. Sorry this is at the last minute, but I just found out only a few minutes ago. Please give me a call as soon as you get this message. My number is 555-9407. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Question: What is the purpose of this message? A. To urge attendance of the exhibit. B. To inform her of a delay. C. To arrange an appointment. D. To give the caller's number. Number 50.
We are sorry to interrupt your regular broadcast with this breaking news. We've just received word that there has been a plane crash about half an hour ago at Smithson International Airport. No word has been received yet about any fatalities. It seems there was some engine failure while the plane was taking off, and the aircraft fell about 300 feet to the ground. Fire and rescue crews are currently on site. We'll bring you more news as soon as details are released.
Question: Which is correct according to the report? We're sorry to interrupt your regular broadcast with this breaking news. We've just received word that there has been a plane crash about half an hour ago at Smithson International Airport. No word has been received yet about any fatalities. It seems there was some engine failure while the plane was taking off, and the aircraft fell about 300 feet to the ground. Fire and rescue crews are currently on site. We'll bring you more news as soon as details are released. Question: Which is correct according to the report? A. None of the passengers survived. B. The engine of the plane didn't seem to work properly. C. There was a big fire when the plane fell. D. Emergency crews are on the way to the scene. Number 51. The Amazon rainforest in South America contains over half of the world's remaining rainforests, and also has one of the highest levels of biodiversity in the world. But because of deforestation, it is getting smaller year after year. The main cause of deforestation is human settlement. Because people cut down and clear away the rainforest, more animals are losing their habitats, with some on the verge of extinction. People also use the cleared land to raise livestock and crops, such as soybeans. Question: Why is the Amazon rainforest being destroyed?
The Amazon rainforest in South America contains over half of the world's remaining rainforests and also has one of the highest levels of biodiversity in the world. But because of deforestation, it is getting smaller year after year. The main cause of deforestation is human settlement. Because people cut down and clear away the rainforest, more animals are losing their habitats, with some on the verge of extinction. People also use the cleared land to raise livestock and crops, such as soybeans.
Question: Why is the Amazon rainforest being destroyed? A. because of the increasing number of extinct species. B. Because many animals live in it. C. Because of humans' inconsiderate activities. D. Because of low rainfall in this area. Number 52.
Besides a minor fender bender, I'm amazed to report that there are no major accidents or delays this afternoon during rush hour traffic. Everything is still slow, of course, but at least drivers won't be delayed by any accidents. Also, don't forget that tomorrow night, exit 3 on the 408 highway will be closed because of construction. Please keep this in mind and adjust your schedules if you need to.
Question. What can be inferred from this traffic report? Besides a minor fender bender, I'm amazed to report that there are no major accidents or delays this afternoon during rush hour traffic. Everything is still slow, of course, but at least drivers won't be delayed by any accidents. Also, don't forget that tomorrow night, exit 3 on the 408 highway will be closed because of construction. Please keep this in mind and adjust your schedules if you need to. Question. What can be inferred from this traffic report? A. Several exits on the highway were closed down. B. There was a serious car accident this afternoon. C. There will be no traffic jam tonight. D. Drivers can use exit 3 on the 408 highway tonight. Number 53. The Superium refrigerator is a top-of-the-line product that everyone is talking about. Its sleek aluminum design attracts and holds your attention, but its appearance isn't the only thing that's appealing. It has a specialized motor that is designed to use less electricity, so it also saves on your energy bill. There's also plenty of space in both the freezer and refrigerator, so it can hold anything you can think of. It perfectly combines form and function, so come take a look today. Question. What is not the main selling feature of the refrigerator?
The Superium refrigerator is a top-of-the-line product that everyone is talking about. Its sleek aluminum design attracts and holds your attention, but its appearance isn't the only thing that's appealing. It has a specialized motor that is designed to use less electricity, so it also saves on your energy bill. There is also plenty of space in both the freezer and refrigerator, so it can hold anything you can think of. It perfectly combines form and function, so come take a look today.
Question. What is not the main selling feature of the refrigerator? A. Its reasonable price. B. Its terrific design. C. Its good efficiency. D. Its spacious room. Number 54.
When they are sick, many people cannot tell if it is because of a common cold or the flu, but there are a few ways to tell the difference. With a cold, a fever is usually rare, but with the flu, a fever is expected and normally lasts 3 to 4 days. A headache is also an unusual occurrence with a cold, but very common with the flu. Another difference is that with a cold, a person doesn't generally experience fatigue, but with the flu, weakness in the body can last up to 2 to 3 weeks.
Question. What is the main focus of this talk? When they are sick, many people cannot tell if it is because of a common cold or the flu, but there are a few ways to tell the difference. With a cold, a fever is usually rare, but with the flu, a fever is expected and normally lasts 3 to 4 days. A headache is also an unusual occurrence with a cold, but very common with the flu. Another difference is that with a cold, a person doesn't generally experience fatigue, but with the flu, weakness in the body can last up to 2 to 3 weeks. Question. What is the main focus of this talk? A. Several symptoms of a cold. B. Differences between a cold and the flu. C. Duration of the flu and a cold. D. Treatment of the flu and a cold. Number 55. Attention Super Saver shoppers. For the next 30 minutes, we will be having a super sale in our deli and bakery. Birthday cakes will be buy one, get one at half price. Baguette bread will be two for the price of one, and all fresh cookies will be 50% off. All sliced cheeses and sandwich meats will be discounted 25%. All purchases from the deli or bakery will come with a free small order of potato salad. So hurry before time runs out. Question. Which is correct according to the announcement?
Attention, Super Saver shoppers. For the next 30 minutes, we will be having a super sale in our deli and bakery. Birthday cakes will be buy one, get one at half price. Baguette bread will be two for the price of one, and all fresh cookies will be 50% off. All sliced cheeses and sandwich meats will be discounted 25%. All purchases from the deli or bakery will come with a free small order of potato salad. So hurry before time runs out.
Question. Which is correct according to the announcement? A. The sale is for a limited time. B. Super Saver sells only baked goods. C. Birthday cakes are 50% off. D. Most goods are discounted at the same rate. Number 56.
The sequel to Road Rage has finally been released. Road Rage, On the Road Again, is an action film to be loved by anybody. Although there were many rumors that Jay Hawking's character, Jack Spade, is killed, we find out in the end that he lives. I won't reveal what exactly happens to him, but it's worth it to find out. The soundtrack perfectly complemented every scene, and the acting from all members of the cast was superb. It's definitely 4 stars.
Question. What is the main focus of the talk? The sequel to Road Rage has finally been released. Road Rage, On the Road Again, is an action film to be loved by anybody. Although there were many rumors that Jay Hawking's character, Jack Spade, is killed, we find out in the end that he lives. I won't reveal what exactly happens to him, but it's worth it to find out. The soundtrack perfectly complemented every scene, and the acting from all members of the cast was superb. It's definitely 4 stars. Question. What is the main focus of the talk? A. Introducing a new movie. B. Introducing a superb novel. C. Describing the characters of a movie. D. Explaining the plot line of a novel. Number 57. There are 4 categories of deserts. Subtropical deserts are the hottest, with little water and very dry land. Cool coastal deserts have a much lower average temperature because of extremely cold offshore ocean currents. Then there are cold winter deserts, which are characterized by completely different temperatures in different seasons. Finally, polar regions are also thought to be deserts because almost all moisture is found in the form of ice. Question. What is the main subject of the lecture?
There are 4 categories of deserts. Subtropical deserts are the hottest, with little water and very dry land. Cool coastal deserts have a much lower average temperature because of extremely cold offshore ocean currents. Then there are cold winter deserts, which are characterized by completely different temperatures in different seasons. Finally, polar regions are also thought to be deserts because almost all moisture is found in the form of ice.
Question. What is the main subject of the lecture? A. The 4 steps to develop a desert. B. How cold polar regions are. C. Different types of deserts. D. Different categories of weather. Number 58.
The last book of the Wizard Wars book series was finally released today. Fans were waiting in long lines at bookstores all across the country to get their copies. Melgar, the main character, goes on his last journey and fights his last battle with his biggest rival, Stefan. The imagery is beautiful and the storyline keeps you turning the page. Many think that this is only the beginning of a new series, but for me, this novel is enough for now.
Question: What can be inferred about The Wizard Wars? The last book of The Wizard Wars book series was finally released today. Fans were waiting in long lines at bookstores all across the country to get their copies. Melgar, the main character, goes on his last journey and fights his last battle with his biggest rival, Stefan. The imagery is beautiful, and the storyline keeps you turning the page. Many think that this is only the beginning of a new series, but for me, this novel is enough for now. Question: What can be inferred about The Wizard Wars? A. It is a popular book. B. It is a thick book. C. It is out of stock. D. It sells internationally. Number 59. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, is a psychological disorder. The obsessive part has to do with a person's obsessive thoughts about something, for example, cleanliness. The compulsive part has to do with the person's compulsions or rituals to counteract those thoughts. For instance, if a person is constantly worried about germs and getting sick, these are obsessive thoughts. To counterbalance these thoughts, the person might constantly wash their hands, which is a compulsive behavior. Question: What is the main purpose of this lecture?
Obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, is a psychological disorder. The obsessive part has to do with a person's obsessive thoughts about something, for example, cleanliness. The compulsive part has to do with a person's compulsions or rituals to counteract those thoughts. For instance, if a person is constantly worried about germs and getting sick, these are obsessive thoughts. To counterbalance these thoughts, the person might constantly wash their hands, which is a compulsive behavior.
Question: What is the main purpose of this lecture? A. Promoting an understanding of OCD. B. Difficulties of getting over OCD. C. Recommending to wash your hands frequently. D. Showing the dangers of mental illnesses. Number 60.
It seems like there will be plenty of sunshine this holiday weekend. Thursday will be a bit cloudy and there might be a few showers in the afternoon, but it will be smooth sailing from Friday morning on. Saturday will be the hottest day this weekend, so be sure to pack your hats and sunglasses if you go to the lake. Sunday will be a bit cooler, but just as sunny and clear. Monday morning should be overcast again, but at least the weekend will be nice.
Question: Which is correct about the weather on Saturday? It seems like there will be plenty of sunshine this holiday weekend. Thursday will be a bit cloudy and there might be a few showers in the afternoon, but it will be smooth sailing from Friday morning on. Saturday will be the hottest day this weekend, so be sure to pack your hats and sunglasses if you go to the lake. Sunday will be a bit cooler, but just as sunny and clear. Monday morning should be overcast again, but at least the weekend will be nice. Question: Which is correct about the weather on Saturday? A. It will be hot. B. It will be sunny and windy. C. It will rain all day. D. It will be chilly all afternoon.